The federal government has announced the new president of the Australian Human Rights Commission will be lawyer and emeritus professor Rosalind Croucher. Professor Croucher is the current head of the Australian Law Reform Commission and will replace outgoing Human Rights Commission president Gillian Triggs. The appointment has been seen as a chance to depoliticise the role after a turbulent relationship with the government under Professor Triggs's tenure. The government's choice has been widely praised by those in legal and human rights circles, as well as the opposition. Claire Slattery reports.
Rosalind Croucher will commence as Human Rights Commission president at the end of next month. Days of media speculation have been confirmed today in a press release from the Attorney General, George Brandis. He talked of Professor Croucher's illustrious work as a lawyer and her distinguished academic career.
Professor Croucher's leadership and experience will bring strength to the role. The government looks forward to the cooperative relationship with Professor Croucher that we are sure she will foster as she undertakes this important task.
That cooperative relationship will be under scrutiny following the turbulent tenure of the outgoing president, Gillian Triggs. Professor Triggs angered members of the Coalition for a 2014 report on children in immigration detention, as well as her handlings of complaints under Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act. She also regularly clashed with government ministers during Senate hearings. But the Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, says the nature of the new relationship with Professor Croucher is in the government's hands.
It's entirely a matter for the government as to whether this position can be depoliticised. The government itself has behaved disgracefully towards the previous occupant of this job, Professor Triggs. Let's hope that the government wakes up to itself and stops that kind of behaviour and treats the position of President of the Human Rights Commission with the respect that it deserves.
Mark Dreyfus has roundly praised the appointment of Rosalind Croucher, as have groups including the Law Council and the Human Rights Law Centre. But one of Professor Triggs's greatest critics, the think tank, the Institute of Public Affairs, has condemned the choice of her successor, labelling her Triggs Light. Morgan Begg is from the IPA.
She doesn't offer much substantial difference to her predecessor, Gillian Triggs, which has been so problematic, and she doesn't have an apparent commitment to fundamental freedoms like freedom of speech. For the government, this actually erases its good work earlier this year in attempting to expand our democratic rights by attempting to reform Section 18C.
But under Professor Croucher's leadership at the Australian Law Reform Commission, a report released last year did leave the door open on Section 18C. The Freedoms Inquiry found that part of the Racial Discrimination Act could benefit from some kind of review. Ben Saul from the University of Sydney Law School believes there are other clues in Professor Croucher's previous work about what her human rights priorities may be in her new role.
Certainly the Australian Law Reform Commission's report identified a huge number of concerns about traditional rights and liberties across many areas of Australian law, including counter-terrorism laws, Indigenous policy, as well as a whole bundle of other things, immigration and so forth. So there's a huge agenda out there.
Rosalind Croucher wasn't available for interview, but said in a statement that she's honoured to accept her new role and looks forward to starting it. Ben Saul agrees her appointment is an opportunity for renewal and the beginning of a new chapter for the Australian Human Rights Commission.
The Commission has gone through a pretty turbulent time in recent years. Partly that's because of the intensely ideological and politicised debates over Section 18C and the racial discrimination vilification debates. Also because the Commission itself has, of course, like any organisation, made some mistakes and its critics have jumped on board that. But also because there's been a pretty, I think, toxic and ferocious and in some ways merciless bullying of the President, President Gillian Triggs, in ways which are really utterly unfair, completely unrelated to what she has or hasn't done, and has really been a kind of ideological broadside against human rights generally and the Commission as an institution.
That's Ben Saul from the University of Sydney Law School, ending Claire Slattery's report.